This is the Aerobic Capacity Podcast, your source for endurance training.
All right, this year's open season has ended, and for the folks that qualified for the next stage, which will be the quarterfinals, that will be between the April 8th and 12th, what happens now, Chris?
Yeah, so for the individuals that have qualified for the quarterfinals, CrossFit has set a date for April 8th through the 12th. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, which is something that's very misunderstood, is what to do prior to an important competition. And certainly the quarterfinals in the CrossFit community would be classified as important. And this concept of tapering is something that is often misunderstood. And what I want to do is I really want to clarify this process, because athletes, one of the problems that they have is this balancing act between, you know, getting solid recovery in a tapering process so that they can maximize a performance due to that rest and recovery. But then there's also this fear of losing their fitness due to the reduced training during the taper. And so I want to talk about specifically the quarterfinals and recommendations if you were fortunate enough in your performances during the open to get a bid to the next round, and that would be the quarterfinals. One of the things that I want to talk about is proper tapering strategy. And the number one thing that we're really targeting in a taper, the goal is to create or provide rest and recovery so that the athlete is invigorated, both mentally and physically. The key, though, is that what we're trying to do is not have any reduction in fitness. And that's a tough balancing act. And the reason why that it is something that's misunderstood or challenging, and not just for athletes, but for coaches, is that there is no systematic study in place that provides an optimal balance between the reduction in frequency of the workouts that you do, the volume or duration of those workouts that you're doing, or the intensities within those workouts to maximize performance. And so it really, there's a number of factors that go into it. And that in part is what I'm going to explain so that you can look at how you've been training, look at your upcoming events, and come up with more of an individualized strategy. So let's just talk about this concept of tapering and what is it generally? Generally, it is about reducing your volume and maintaining the frequency that you've been currently training. So if you've been on a 5-day-a-week training program, then the plan is you're going to maintain that 5 days. The most important thing is to maintain your schedule. So if you've been going into the gym 5 days a week, you want to maintain that same pattern. You don't want all of a sudden do a shift where the body gets confused. That brings another variable in. So the whole core is we are maintaining that same frequency of training, but what we're going to do is we're going to do less volume. And that reduction in volume is going to allow our body to recover, but it will also allow us to bump up the intensity within the workouts. So in a traditional like tapering strategy, and we're just going to talk top level here, the volume that is typical in terms of reduction is somewhere around 60 to 80%. So you're going to take your typical volume that you've done and you're going to reduce it by somewhere around 20 to 40%. You are going to cut down on some of the frequency of your workout, maybe reducing one of the workouts out of there. And the main reason for that is if we are bumping up our intensity, we do have to have some balance in there by providing more rest in between these higher intensity workouts. So I would recommend, you know, reducing your frequency by somewhere in that 10 to maybe even 20% range. The other thing that I want to look at is the days, like when to actually start, like how often would we actually start our taper? Well, the key to that is understanding the type of athlete that you are. So if you are a speed, strength, power athlete, if you're a fast twitch athlete, if you're super explosive, you're good in short time domains, you consider yourself strong relative to your peers, then you are going to need a longer taper. You're going to need to allow your body a sufficient time to replenish itself. Now, the problem with a fast twitch athlete is that we want to make sure that they're maintaining that core competency, which is that high intensity. So they're going to probably want to do shorter volume workouts, but they're going to need to bump up that intensity to keep those fast twitch fibers active. Now, for myself, a slow twitch aerobic athlete, I'm going to need less of a taper period, mainly because I don't have that fast twitch side. And so for me, I would take less time. But what we're talking about here is the quarterfinals. And this is the second factor that we must consider. We just did the CrossFit Open. And for most people, they have already been on a semi-taper protocol, right? They've cut out some of their volume so that they can maximize the performance in their Open. So they've already been in this semi-taper state. And so that is what we must consider first and foremost. What do we do knowing that we've already been somewhat tapering? And so typically what would happen on a taper is that you don't have that experience, right, of being rested. You're coming into a taper and you're going to be typically fried. You've come out of one of your most difficult training sessions, and now you're going to start that reduction in volume. Now you're going to be starting that taper. Can't do that here. And so what we really must consider is a sharpening. So you've done a tapering, you've done a reduction in volume, and you're now in this position where you're sitting, you know, 7 days out of the quarterfinals. So what do? It's a sharpening. And so what a sharpening is that it's different in a taper in the sense that, yes, we're reducing overall volume, but we've already been there in the reduction in volume. So if you have been reducing that volume because of the Open, then you're going to maintain at those same levels that you've been doing. But the real change that we're going to be making is we now need to do significantly higher intensity workouts. So we're going to maintain the frequency of the workouts. We're going to maintain the volume that you've been doing. And if you didn't do a reduction in volume because you were confident you were going to make it in, then your overall volume, I would reduce it by about 20%. Okay, 20%, that would be about the target. But the focus is intensity. So what we want to do in our intensity is we want to do slightly smaller sets or shorter interval distances. And then what we want to do is we want to increase the amount of recovery that we're taking between those sets and those intervals. And the purpose for that is so that it will allow us to do more race pace intensity workout with less accumulation of fatigue. So that would be the primary focus. Think of it more as a sharpening versus a taper, because for most people, they're already in that semi-taper state anyways. So the key things to remember here, and there are some special considerations in tapers, with that reduction in volume, one of the things that we have to be aware of is weight gain. Because during a taper or even a sharpening, one of the adaptations is an increase in muscle glycogen, the storage of that glycogen. And for every single gram of glycogen, what we get is 3 grams of water. And so that can actually lead to a substantial amount of weight increase. So although we want an increase in glycogen, right, because in these high intensity workouts for the quarterfinal, we need those carb storages to maintain our intensity, right? Our body prefers carbs over fat. it's easier for our body to convert a carb into energy than it is to convert a fat into energy. And so we want that, but it's something to pay attention to, all right? The other thing that we have to do is we have to pay special attention to any levels of anxiety. You know, as I said at the onset, this balance between the reduction in volume and the fear of losing fitness is very real. And a lot of athletes, they panic. And that's where you have to have some control and confidence in your process. And so the thing is, you really have to be thinking about during this sharpening or a tapering phase is, what is your body feeling like? It's the feel of the body. And you have to remember that the whole thing that we're doing during this taper is that we're dialing in the brain and we're dialing in the muscles so that they're not surprised come race day. That's the number one thing. I'm going to tell a little quick story here about the importance of that. Because if there is an early release of a workout, there is a tendency for everybody to want to do that workout. And the problem with that is the following. So back a couple of years ago at the CrossFit Games, they announced earlier Run, Swim, Run event. It was a 1.5 mile run. It was a 500 meter swim. And it was a 1.5 mile run. And I can't tell you the number of coaches that I collaborate with as well as their athletes. And they were saying to me, they're like, Chris, you know, they announced this workout. What do you think? And I would give my opinions on it. And their response was always, I want them to do the workout. And I would beg them. I'm like, please, you know, don't do that. And no, no, Chris, you don't understand. You know, this is going to build their confidence. And I'm like, well, explain it. And they said, well, we're just going to have, you know, them do a nice, easy run for 1.5 miles. And you know what? It wasn't the fatigue that I was worried about. I mean, it was, you know, 5 days out from the start of the games. It's, you know, from the volume standpoint, it's good. It would be a good part of a workout to do that kind of volume. But remember, there's a very important structure in tapering. And they wanted to do a nice, easy 1.5 mile run and then a very hard 500 meter swim and then a easy 1.5 mile run to finish it. And that was the workout. And I said, please don't do it. I just was, no, don't do that. And they're like, yeah, but it's a confidence boost. I want them to understand, you know, after a hard swim, what it feels like to get up and run. And it's like, first of all, if they haven't done that by now, there's a problem. And they all have done that. And the thing that I want you to think about is this. Imagine you're an athlete and your bro session out, you know, shirts off, you're in Madison and you're king of the world. And, you know, you're doing this nice, easy run. It's 5 days out. There's no fear of the games. You know, it's still long enough out. You don't have that anxiety. And imagine what your body feels like. Imagine the brain. Imagine what the muscles feel like. Then you do this hard swim. And honestly, okay, you know, hard swim, 500 meters, it's insignificant. And then a nice, easy 1.5 mile run to bring it home. Imagine what that feels like mentally and physically. Now, 5 days later, you're sitting on a start line and 3, 2, 1, go, the gun goes off. And now what is your brain experiencing and what are your muscles experiencing? They're experiencing a whole different concept. They're experiencing an incredible rate of speed. And how is the brain interpreting this? This speed differential between this 5 days ago, this was fun. It was easy. It was effortless. And now the brain's experiencing suffering and there's a mismatch. And every one of those athletes that did that type of a workout 5 days out, they underperformed because of the mismatch. So the whole thing that we're trying to do during the taper, and especially when a workout gets announced, is you practice the intensity that you plan on competing at. If you go slower than that, then what is the brain and the muscles going to want to do? They're going to want to mimic what you trained. And so that is the whole purpose here, is that we're reducing the volume so that we can increase to race pace intensity. And that's the objective. The more time you practice race pace, the better the body will recognize it and replicate it. But don't make the mistake that others have made. If you're not confident that you could do, for example, a 1.5 mile run and a 500 meter swim and a 1.5 mile run, then you shouldn't even be at the games. That should be something long, long in the past. All right. Your whole purpose when a workout gets announced is you find your optimal intensity that you plan on competing at. So the whole thing here is that how do you know that you're ready? And there's two underlying problems. One is that you're too sharp, you're too amped, you're too key, right? Well, that's a sign that your tension's too high, your muscular tension is too high. And what we need to do is we need to reduce some of that tension. And so by doing a lower intensity effort will help reduce that tension. But for most people, they'll feel flat. And feeling flat is something like if you're running in mud or you're running in sand, you feel heavy. What do you do in that case? Well, what we want to do is we want to increase that muscular tension. We want that snap, that pop back. And the way to do that is to just do some high intensity intervals, very short time domain. I'm talking about, 6 to 8 seconds long. So if you have a double under workout, let's say, and your jumps are off, well, then I want you to go out and let's do some 50 to 60 meter higher intensity sprints. And what we're going to do by doing those sprints is we're going to tighten up our posterior chain and we're going to bring back that muscle tension. And so pay attention to that. Come race day or event day, if you are feeling sluggish, then put some of those high intensity protocols in there to create that muscular tension. That is a very important part of your warm-up protocol as an athlete, is pay attention to whether or not you're feeling flat. And if you are, then you got to tighten up that posterior chain, because if you don't, you're going to end up underperforming. So again, congrats to everybody that made it into the quarterfinals. Good luck on this next week of preparation. My recommendation is, if you haven't done any tapering because of the Open, start up a tapering protocol with those recommendations. If you did taper during the Open, what I would like to see is more of a sharpening. So use those tools that I've recommended. Next time, we'll talk about more detail on the warm-up protocols prior to the competition, as well as protocols to get your mindset in place so that that fear before starting that event, that it limits the performance reduction due to adrenaline rush or anxiety, which is a very real issue. So I want to dive into some of those details so that those things don't impact your performance. You guys have put in a lot of hard work, and what we want to now do is showcase what that hard work has actually done in terms of performance. All right. Good luck, everyone.